Hi,
There we are. Hi.
here we are.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm excited to be doing this live that was postponed because of technical issues.
Was.
But how are
But
you?
here we are again. I am great. I just sat back and I thought about it. I was like, you know, we're doing a live session on perfectionism, and then our entire live session literally had to stop midway. And that speaks for perfectionism. Social media is not perfect. Just going
Right.
back to the same thing.
Right, and we just need to accept that sometimes we're dependent on technology
We
and it's
are.
okay.
Everything. I mean, I feel like my entire work is to do with technology. If I don't have Wi-Fi, or if my laptop goes down, or my phone, or anything, I feel like my whole work life stops. Like, it just comes to
Right.
an abrupt stop.
Same, same. Yeah, so busting the perfectionist in you. So would you like to talk a little bit about yourself first and
I'd love that. So we're just gonna start with introducing ourselves, what we do. Hi, I'm Manahir. In case you guys don't know me already, I am the founder of Digital Pith International. A little about Digital Pith, a little about me. I have been a social media manager for 4 years, and I've finally started my own agency back in May. And the aim and the vision of Digital Pith International is to kind of have an entire agency that is driven by ethics, transparency in the social media marketing industry, which is sometimes not so, it's not even like, you know, considered as an like a factor when it comes to that. And working in that field for 4 years made me realize, okay, we really need to do something about it. People are investing their money, and they are investing their money because they want to see something out of it. And yeah, so my entire personality is social media. I spend about 8 to 9 hours a day on it, from Instagram to Pinterest to Facebook to LinkedIn, TikTok, I do it all. Would you like to share about yourself a bit?
amazing how you do all these platforms, like so much knowledge about all these technical things. Yeah, so hi everyone. I'm Morgan and I'm a personal development coach, self-leadership, and also shaman and energy reader. So I've been doing this professionally since 2016, but I gave my first energy healing session in 2009. So just, just to, like relatives, friends, and wild animals who were injured and finding their way to me. So,
So
yeah,
you've
that's
come
what
a
I've been
long way.
doing.
2009 to 2022, that's a long time. Years of
Yeah, I
experience.
mean, that was my, like I say, I really launched my business in 2016 because I used to be an executive, like I was an administrative manager. Then, I lost my job for economical reasons. The company closed, so or was bought, and yeah, so I'm like, what am I gonna do? And then one morning I got up and I'm like, open your business. Really?
I am
Okay.
so glad you made that decision.
Thanks.
All right,
Thanks.
so coming to what we're going to be talking about today, a little introduction on the topic for today, which is busting the perfectionist in you. What does it mean? Well, we all have a perfectionist in us when it comes to social media. I know I overthink my posts. I know for a fact that my clients overthink their posts. I know for a fact that my ex-boss used to think they overthink their posts. I know my uncle's aunt's son overthinks their posts. Like, we all overthink before we finally hit that post button. We zoom in and we see if what we're doing is right, if our hair looks good, if our outfit looks good, if our
Is the
filter is
right
good enough.
hashtag?
Hashtag, caption. Well, so you see, there's a lot that goes into it that you are literally overwhelmed with. And usually, 99% of the time, I don't know if this is for everyone, but for me, when it comes to like personally posting my own stuff, and especially now that I've started to work on Instagram Reels, just put my face out there, I see that I am always overthinking a post. I'm always overthinking whether my post is good enough, whether the caption, the titles are good enough, whether the filter is just hitting the right way, and like my posture, my confidence, every single thing. I overthink it a lot. And that's not me. That's a perfectionism in me. Like, that's a voice in my head where it's like, it needs to be good enough. And I end up self-sabotaging my entire strategy, my entire content plan. I end up self-sabotaging my own performance, my self-esteem, and just the way I do things.
Right. Because it has to do with staying authentic no matter what. And being okay when we hit press, like we press send and we're like, oh my God, I made a typo, or like this or that. And we're human, and it's actually a human being behind the brand, behind the business, and things happen. So it's about being okay with that and embracing that we are not perfect and being our authentic self. And that's also a way to find your tribe, actually.
That is so true. That is very true. It reminds me of this thing that happened a few days ago with one of my clients. We were just talking about something, and she was like, I was like, you know, just try to, you need to nurture your audience, and they're never going to know. You're never going to cultivate that relationship if you're not yourself, if they don't know who you are. And she was like, I'm not sure. And that whole, from what I gathered in that conversation, I realized that there was this fear of judgment that was kind of holding her back from being her authentic self. And that affected that entire fear of judgment, cultivated an idea of making that perfect pose. Like, she kept making videos. She kept making videos. I have 20 of her videos there. She said, I made this, but then I was like, no, I don't think this looks good. This angle could have been different. I think, okay, no, I pointed in the wrong direction. And just so many things that were just like her being afraid that someone's not going to like it because it's not good enough. And that was stopping her from being her true self on her own profile, on her own social media platforms.
Yeah, it's the inner self-saboteur, the inner critic, the negative self-talk that really talks. And usually it's because during childhood, we were, at some point, we were criticized or we were punished for acting away, like we're just our innocent self. And something happened, we broke a vase or we spilled water, and then we were punished for being ourselves. So now it's just this pattern that has been ingrained in ourselves. So of course it might sound silly, quote unquote silly, just like that, but it's just the repetition. You go to school, bad mark accidentally, and the teacher is like, you didn't pay attention. Maybe you genuinely didn't understand, but you're punished, you are shamed, you are made guilty of not being like you were expected to be. And all this makes that we are afraid of being judged, like you were saying, afraid of rejection, afraid of like humiliation, being ashamed and all of that. And sometimes because we want everything to be perfect, which is not possible anyway, ciao, it's actually creating a freeze, like the analysis paralysis. So you're there and you're like, oh, maybe what I'm talking about is not professional enough, or maybe that's not good enough. So I'm just going to look on Google. And then it starts, you start to chase your tail. You chase this perfection, this mind-blowing, my content is going to go viral, I'm going to get clients from it. So then you put this pressure on yourself, this expectation. And so it's like you want to act, but you're not acting. And when you act, you're not necessarily authentic. So
I mean, in all directions. What you said right now kind of resonated with me, because I know for a fact that a lot of what I do, a lot of when it comes to like how I present or how I show up on social media, is a lot to do with the things that were happening in childhood. Like, you know, you always had to carry yourself a certain way. You always had to talk a certain way. You had to present yourself a certain way. And when you didn't, it was sort of like this big thing, like, you should do this, you should try this, or consider thinking about it this way. And there were just so many things. And I think that would make a lot of sense, how that affects how we are right now. And you mentioned this other thing that I really think is something very important that I would love to kind of talk about for a minute. You said about going viral. When we try to create content, we're always having in the back of my, we're thinking in the back of our minds, like, I want to go viral. But that's the thing. And I recently talked about it as well on my on Digital Bits. And I was like, when we're chasing the idea of virality, we're taking away our authenticity. Because what we end up doing is, oh, so I looked at this, this person did it, it performed really great, and it was amazing, and it got so much traction, it has so much engagement, so many people love it, I'm going to create the same thing. What that does is it takes away your element from that post, because now you're just doing what someone else is doing. You're not adding your own element, your own touch to it, your own, like, give your own little spin to it. And what that does is it takes away, you don't even realize, but it kind of starts taking away your opinions and your confidence in what you believe in. And by the time you come around and you figure that out, like, maybe I don't agree with this, I think this would have been better, it's too late. Because by then, you're just like doing things to make your audience happy. You're not showing your authentic self. You're never cultivating that relationship. You're not nurturing your audience because you're not being yourself to begin with. It has a lot to do with your mindset. And that is something that I would like to give the floor to you to talk about when it comes to the mindset of striving for that.
Right. So I think the first tip that I would love to give is to trust that you are good enough and to trust that you are always doing your best. And the thing is that doing your best right now, your level of best right now, doesn't have to be your level of best of 3 months ago, or in 3 months, or in 1 year, or in 2 days, because you grow. So it's very, very important to leave room for evolution and growth. And like we were saying the other day, to really put your mad scientist hat on and test. I'm going to do this. This feels good to me. Like, really tune in with yourself. Does this feel good to me? Does this feel aligned? Or am I doing this because I'm kind of desperate? And no judgment. We've all been there. We've all been there. So it's all good. It's really about tuning in, centering yourself into your heart and asking yourself, does that make me happy? Is that aligned with my values? Like, really defining, like, your core values. And I don't know if it's integrity, authenticity, whatever your values are, always ask yourself, does that correspond to my values? Does that feel good? Does that feel aligned? And then see where it goes. I mean, I'm not the expert in social media, like, far from it. You are, that's your domain. But I'm talking from, like you were saying, a mindset perspective, to just question, like, tune in with yourself and then use the statistics. But I'm going to let you talk about the statistics to really see what works and what is not working according to what feels good to you.
Well, you've given some amazing pointers right there. I remember the mad scientist one. We talked about it. And, well, the one thing that I would love to add here is that when you are creating content, and just, so this is the one tip that I had. Now, if you don't know already, I have talked about it previously on my profile, but there is this one thing that I always was very scared of. I was scared of showing my face. I was scared of talking. This is literally my first ever live session on this profile because I was always so afraid of talking. Thank you. I was always just so afraid of talking. I was so afraid that, you know, my friends are following me here. My family's following me here. What are they going to think about it? What if they, like, pick on something I say or something? There was this one mindset shift that I had some time ago, and it changed everything. I love making reels now. I love showing up on Instagram now because what I do is I see everything as a testing. So when I post a reel, I'm like, I don't care if this goes viral. I am doing the strategy that I know works for a fact because I have kind of researched a lot. I've given so much tries. I have researched tries, and when it comes to like even posting and analyzing, I've done all of that. So I know my strategies. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. Honestly, at the end of the day, you never really know if it's going to go off or not. You could literally just be 1 second out late. So what I started doing was I started just seeing everything as A-B testing. A-B testing is, if you don't know, a very common terminology when it comes to social media marketing and marketing in general. It's just you trying to test things out and see what's working and what your audience really likes and what is getting you the results. So I started to test everything. Every piece of content I was making where I was overthinking it at the back of my mind, where I was like, I don't think this is good enough, or I think like, you know, this caption could be better, or this could be this way, I would just post it. I would write the caption down, I would make my reel, I would do everything, and I'll just post it. And I'll be like, you know what, if it doesn't work, that analytics, those insights that I get from that post, maybe that's like an extra set of data for me to read into and understand my audience better. And that helped me kind of just kind of navigate my way through that whole chasing perfect, like that perfect post and that mindset that I have to make a perfect post. Because when I make a post that is not amazing, it's just good enough. It's probably mediocre for some people, for some people that have years of experience. For me, it's a data set that I can use to make a future perfect post. Like it all comes together to working on that post in future that is going to stick with so many more people, like a wider audience that can look at it and be like, I like what you've created. It speaks to me, it resonates with me, and I want to work with you. So when I create content now, just the mindset shift into like not seeing it as like, this has to work or this has to be perfect. It's more like, let me give it a try. Let me see how it goes and make peace with that.
Right. So it's really about seeing ourselves as children who are just learning and playing around and remembering to have fun with it and planting seeds. This is so important because even like in society, we are so trained, if I may say so, to like have instant result, instant gratification. But not everything works like that, and definitely not business.
Definitely not business.
Right. So it's a journey. So it's really about planting the right seeds at the right moment and waiting to harvest, trusting that you have done your best in the past. So you trust yourself, you trust, like, it's like when you write the caption or whatever, you need to trust that you have done your best right now, and then analyze, step back, observe, this worked, this didn't work, or maybe it didn't post at the right time or whatever. Try and shift, adjust, tweak it. And letting go of that time pressure, of that, oh my God, I need to reach a certain amount of money I need to make this month, and I need to have this right because otherwise I'm effed, not to swear online, but you know what I mean. But no, it's just everything that you're doing is building up. I'm still having clients today from books I wrote in 2017. They are online. I forgot about them, like, and sometimes I just have someone, oh, I saw your book and I would love to work with you. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So that's building long-term, building strong foundations. And we forget about that because we want the instant result. So it's important to remember.
You said something very important right now when you said long-term, because that is what the whole thing is about. It's long-term. I remember that on our call when we were discussing this live session, I gave this example, and I would really love to share it with the audience here. It is that when you are producing or making content for social media, and even just your presence in general when it comes to social media, it's more like, you know, you've planted the seeds, you have to water it, you make sure it gets enough sunlight, you're doing the whole work, you're doing everything what it takes, everything it needs, you're doing it all. But you need to give it time before it blooms into something. You can't just be like, but I planted the seeds yesterday. I gave it water. It's under the sunlight. Why don't I have a full-blown flower right now in front of me? Why is it not looking pretty? Why is it not done? Why am I not in a position where I can pluck it right away? But that's the thing. You need to give it time. It's a journey. It's long-term. It's not an overnight turn, and it's not an overnight thing that's just going to happen. Like, you know, I snap my fingers, it's just working right now for me. It's not like that. So that is something that is very important that a lot of people don't realize. And that constant thought is having, it builds up so much pressure on them constantly that before they even realize, so this is something that I talk about a lot. When you have that extra added pressure, when you're just like always thinking, I need to do it now, it needs to be quick, I need to, and personally, I believe it's a lot to do with how to grow in 7 days, how to make 10,000 US dollars in like 30 days or like this or that and all of those schemes out there. But the thing is, if you want something sustainable, if you want a community, you have to keep putting in the effort and take off that pressure, because it's still going to happen. It's going to happen in its own time. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen because of the effort you put in. But when you start taking a lot of pressure, you stop putting in effort, because your effort is the same thing you're overthinking. And then you stop being consistent. You stop showing up. You start getting discouraged, because why did it not work for me in 3 days? Why did it not work for me in 4 days? Why am I not getting clients all of a sudden? Why am I not making $10,000? And what that does is it discourages you, and you just don't have that that excitement, that motivation to just show up and work for it. And that, like, the whole pressure just works against you, and it all comes back to trying to, like, go for the perfectionism, that perfectionist standards that are out there, and you want to kind of master that in like the first shot, and you're like, I need to make this right now. So that's what I think it is. It's like a lot to do with pressure, a lot to do with your mindset, and just certain things that you could do to work your way around it.
Right. Yeah, you said it all, really. And about going viral, of course, there is nothing wrong with that, but is it something sustainable, like you were saying? Is it something that is just going to bring followers? And once again, nothing wrong with that. We all have different goals, but if you're trying to sell your services, you want to actually convert. So do you really want to go viral? Once again, nothing wrong with that. Or do you want to, like, of course, you are more likely to be exposed and all that. But let's say tomorrow I do a live or a reel dancing with my dog. I might attract dog lovers, but are they my ideal clients? Of course, you can love dogs and be my client. But if you're expecting to find dog-related product, you are the wrong place, because that's not what I do. So it's really about being intentional as well. Hi, Nancy. It's about being always what you do, and really have a goal with each post that you make, and once again, without pressuring yourself, but just knowing, like, for example, I recently switched to more like SEO and on Pinterest, like, what do I want from this pin? Do I want traffic to my website? Do I want people to download my freebie? Do I want people to book my services? There is no right or wrong. It's just intentional, basically.
And having a purpose. That is something very important. I talk about that a lot. And like you said about going viral, I posted a reel, I think an hour ago, about the same thing. You're trying to go viral, but you're not getting followers, and you start freaking out, and you're like, wait, it didn't work, but I'm going viral. And at that point, what I was trying to explain in that is, maybe you're just going viral and your reach is reaching the wrong audience. You're reaching the wrong audience. They're not your ideal audience. So you can't cultivate that relationship. They don't find your content valuable enough for them to come back and follow or want more. So that is something very important when it comes to going viral. Also, we have a question that I would love to bring forward. What advice would you give someone who won't start because they are afraid of failing?
Honestly, I would say just do it, because that sounds silly, like piece of advice, but it's just done is better than perfect. Because when you do it, at least you put yourself out there. You can try to see what works and what doesn't work. And that's how you learn. So it's really about taking imperfect action, quote unquote, imperfect action, like just doing it, committing to yourself, deciding that you're doing this for yourself, as a team with yourself, not self-sabotaging, not thinking bad about yourself if it doesn't reach your goals. Set the goal is to, like, you know, if you have a bigger goal, just set a micro goal out of it, like step by step. Divide your big goal into several goals. Today, my goal is to post and get out of my comfort zone. Of course, I want my post to reach people or, you know, but at least I will have posted. And then tomorrow, I can be more intentional about not only posting, but improving the visuals or, you know, that's just an example I'm giving. But honestly, it's just about deciding and committing to doing it and trusting yourself that it's okay. The world is not going to end, even if your post is not reaching anyone, in the worst case scenario, if you want to be dramatic for a second.
I mean, I love your advice. I love your advice. It's a very good process you've given forward that a lot of people can try if they have this idea in mind and they want to give it a try and they want to just like see and want that push and how to have that and how to go through with that. It's a very good idea. When it comes to me, for my answer to this question, I mean, it's something as simple, because back when in May, when I started this business, I was also afraid. I did not know how this is going to go out. I had a good job. I was making good money. And I was just like, do I need to do this? Should I really just, you know, take that leap? I'm settled. I'm perfect. I'm doing great. I wasn't sure if it was worth it. And I was scared. But then there was this one thing where it was like, I'm never going to know if this is even going to work if I don't try.
Right.
And if I try, I fail. So at least when I fail, I'm going to get experience, which is going to help me in the long run. The lessons I learn, the experiences I get, they're all going to contribute towards my growth in the long run. So if I don't give it a try, if I don't even take that step, I'm never going to know what lies behind that door. So it was just like, I want to see what is on the other side of this door. I'm just going to walk through it. If it doesn't work, if it's just like, you know, it is a dead end and it's like a closed end and it's like a room that has nothing to offer for me, great, I'll walk out. The door is still there. I'll walk out. But at least I need to walk in. And that was all. I mean, a lot of time we're just so afraid of failing that we just don't take chances at all. But that what if is always going to stick with you. So what if you tried? What if you just tried? Don't think about what if you fail. Don't think about what if you try and it doesn't work. Just nothing after that sentence. What if you try?
Yeah, and then? you can even go further and decide that failures don't exist. It's just redirection, reframing your... You cannot make a mistake. You cannot fail because you have your mad scientist hat on, remember? So you're just
it
researching.
Always comes back to the mad scientist.
Yes, researchers are just researching until they find.
So with that, I hope that all of you guys felt some thought this was useful for some of you guys, got some useful tips out of this, something that will bring peace to you, something that will really help you be more consistent on social media as your friendly neighborhood, family neighborhood, social media manager during social media agency owner. I really hope that this keeps you going. This helps you create content, even if it is not the perfect content. It is good enough content. It is content that you think is aligns with you. I hope you create that, and I hope you don't overthink that. And if you ever do find yourself overthinking it, we're going to be posting this live session on our Instagram feeds. So just come back to it. This is always going to be there for you as a resource. Save it. Do your thing. And just always come back to it. Now, Morgan and I are going to transition into, we've created a special offer for you guys, and we're just going to transition into sharing our offers. It's a limited time offer, so grab it while you can. Morgan, you have the floor.
Yes, so thanks, first of all. So for this opportunity, I am relaunching a business reading, what I call business reading. So it's basically An energy reading of your business energy. Well, of course, your business is you, so it's your energy, but your energy related to business, and see what is blocking you, which fear needs to shift. So it's not only a reading, it's also shifting, like mindset shift, energy shift. So it's a healing reading, you could say, bringing to awareness. Maybe you're not showing up because you were, like I was saying earlier, shamed as a child. So maybe you just need to bring this memory to consciousness so that you can intentionally decide to shift it. And that's what we do with the reading, the business reading. We just, actually it's an offline session, and I'm making this at, it's a ridiculous price. It's 66 euros only until next Wednesday for people who will be watching this replay. So next Wednesday, I need to give a date because, you know, next Wednesday will be the 9th of November. So 66 euros only for business reading offline session. You just drop your question or your situation. We discuss it. I do your reading. I send you the summary, the report by email. And then you can contact me, because it's always very important to, it's important to me to be there for people after a reading or a healing session in case there is a question or something that comes up, so that people are not left wondering things by themselves. So that's my special offer for this live. Thank you.
I mean, that's an amazing offer. I mean, I don't know if you guys have blocks. I really think you guys should go forward with it. Because trust me, that mindset block could be literally the one big thing that is holding you back. So if that is you, you've got time to, like, when is it? Just rush right now. Get it right now. All right.
Yep.
So my offer for this live session for you guys is not something that is entirely new. We were already doing this last month, but we closed the slots because we were full. So now we're kind of extending this offer again, and we only have 5 slots left. And it is our holiday offer. Holiday offer. Because holiday season's right around the corner. And if you literally have been worrying about low reach, I think a lot of people don't realize is that because every brand out there on social media right now is 3 times their marketing effort right now. Because you're competing with, like, that 3 time into posting and activity. What that does is you're competing with someone that your reach drops. So at this point, it is super important for you to, like, you know, have a professional and an expert manager social media and come up with ways that could really work in favor of your business. So we're extending that holiday offer. It's for $349 for 2 social media platforms, 30-day posting. So 30 post content creation with hashtags, with keyword optimization, with optimal time scheduling, and your community management in terms of comments and your engagement. So pretty much everything that you could really need at this time. So that is what we're offering, and we hope to hear from you soon. Also, we don't really have a deadline for it. So it's going to be the end of November, I guess, because December is still a holiday season. So I would feel really bad if I just close it right now. But 5 slots. So whenever they fill up, you're too late to the party, dude. Sorry. So with that, we're going to say goodbye, and we hope that you guys found this useful. And yeah. Follow us and engage with us. If you have questions, send them to our DMs, and we're going to get back. We're going to be in touch. Morgan and I are best friends, if you did not know at this point. So even if you have a question, something that Morgan is good at, we're going to get you sorted. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, everybody who watched. And yeah, take care. And we are here if you have questions. Bye-bye.
Bye.